TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Andy, you are not a piece of shit.
Oh, yes, I am.
No.
Oh,
we're
yes.
all wonderful people. Sometimes we
just... You know, why don't we meet in the middle and say Andy is kind of a piece of shit?
Yeah.
How about we meet in the middle and say we're all kind of a piece of shit? Andy, you know random weird shit.
My mother-in-law said something about like, oh, well, I know you don't like Trump. What? No, I despise him. I really fucking mean it, guys.
Really? I mean, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
It's not like we would question your bona fides at this point.
I mean, if you didn't mean it, I'm like, Andy's really commit to this bit.
Given the people or person what they want.
Yep.
More segments that aren't just how the fuck was everyone's week. So we thought we'd do bring back the high five segment. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome.
Noah sucks, and he's a piece of shit, and I hate him, and he's a toddler man.
I mean, as long as you say it nicely, it's fine.
See, guys? Nothing was happening before we were recording. Nothing starting this recording off on a super awkward foot, and so we're going to have one of the best episodes ever. Hi, I'm Tim, the T in staying the fuck out of this.
I know it's going to piss Tim off if we talk about it now, but I will say something to you after the show ends.
I am Andy, the A in accidentally making Noah feel bad and feeling like shit for having done that, because Noah is an awesome person.
I'm also sorry to yell at you, and it's not you. It's like a thing that I was like, I've been thinking about.
No, man. If I'm part of it, fucking let me know. Like if I'm part of making you feel bad, like you, yeah, that would never, ever, ever be my intention. And like, you should know, I know Tim and I are the two with wives and kids, but I'm pretty sure you're the most adult of the three of us.
I don't know about that. So let's just talk. We'll bring it up. We'll talk about it a little bit. Like something like I've realized, and this is just in general. Like,
wait, before you realize it, who are you?
Did I say it? I'm sorry. Nope. I am Noah, the in TanCast.
All right, great. Now, what did you realize?
Just as an adult, like when people like come at me like in a certain way, it just like it just triggers me, and I just don't. I'm like I'm so happy to like help people out and do what they want. If they just ask me in a way that feels like, oh yeah, like that feels nice, I would love to do whatever it is you ask me to do. But if they come at me like with like aggression or kind of the tone of their voice, I'm just like, nope, like, yeah, I'm not about that.
Oh,
meanwhile,
does that bother you? Does it?
yeah, meanwhile,
I mean, not that voice.
I have been so accustomed to how we all just give each other shit all the time and treat each other like idiots all the time, just as a way of like teasing and interacting. I didn't realize I've effectively been flicking Noah in the balls like a lot because I'm a huge piece of shit. And that just went right over my head.
No, you are not a huge piece of shit. Like,
no, I am.
I'm
no,
sure
not for
I've
this.
Talked to you that way. It's just, it's something as I'm like, oh yeah, I don't like this. Like,
No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about like just in general, like general life, walking through life, like raising a kid, doing a job, being a husband, taking care of a house, owning pets, being a brother-in-law, being a son-in-law, being a son, like all of the things, like every role that I take on, I am a piece of shit in that role. So being your friend and being a piece of shit is not like, this
Andy,
isn't just restricted here.
Andy, yes, you are not a piece of shit.
Oh, yes, I am.
No.
Oh,
we're all
yes.
wonderful people. Sometimes we do shitty things to each other. I've done shitty things to you, and I'm sorry.
You know, why don't we meet in the middle and say Andy is kind of a piece of shit?
Yeah.
How about we meet in the middle and say we're all kind of a piece of shit?
Speak for yourself, fucko. I'm amazing.
At times, we have all
Everyone's
been kind of a piece of shit.
a little bit shitty sometimes. Okay, the song is actually racist, but it fit better as shitty right now.
All right.
The song isn't racist. The word that I changed in the song was racist.
I thought that for a half second. I was like, oh, you decided to sing a decided to do a parody of a racist song for some reason?
Nope.
No. It was a song about racism.
Yes. The song's called Everyone's a Little Bit Racist from Avenue Q.
And I mean, comment. You and Tim are like one of the people I know that I can just rely on in my life. Like if I need you for something or if I need to talk. And like, I feel like that's so much important. Like every once in a while, yeah, maybe you're going to do something that pisses me off and I'm not going to like it. And I'll do something that pisses you off and I feel like it. But like in the day, we'll still be friends. We'll still be there for each other. We still love each other.
And like, yeah. Like if you told me you needed to get rid of a body, I'd be there with a shovel and lie. Like,
I mean, hopefully.
That sounds like a lot of work, but like, you know, I would log on to something in your stead to make, you know, to give you your cover story. It couldn't have been him. He was logged in all day. Mm-hmm.
See, check the logs.
Yeah, look, he keeps saying things about how big his dick is. Who else would say that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's airtight.
You know what? I mean, he talks about how big his dick is all the time.
He made your mama airtight. Yeah.
And to any members of the jury hearing this audio at some unspecified future date, I would like to clarify that I definitely got the blisters that have been entered into evidence from Baton. I am a furious baiter.
All right. Well, as usual, this took a weird turn.
Mm-hmm.
So
Andy
let's
likes
see
to
if we
masturbate all the time, every day.
It's the only sort of manual labor I enjoy, Noah.
Yikes. Let's see if we can steer away from this awkwardness as we ask the musical question, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week?
Yeah.
Was it good times or was it weak?
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
We'll find out on our very next segment.
What's it called?
How's your motherfucking week?
Interactive jingle.
Yeah. Did Tim just play it live? Or
stupid.
Did Tim... I took a whole week off for a staycation. So, like, I played a shitload of video games, took a couple of walks. Well, I took, like, a walk with Drew and then roughhoused around the house with Drew because the weather was shitty for some of the week. My feet are paying the price because I'm fat and have been too inactive. So the plantar fasciitis is like really flared up now. Whenever I take a walk, it's like for about 3 days afterwards, I'm walking like a little old man. And it hurts like fuck today, which is not great. But yeah,
foot rubs.
I think I mentioned this last week that I'd scheduled the time off. I like worked it out with the people I was working on a project with, the other main person who was working on the project with me. And I, we both had time off the same week. My in-laws were supposed to be here. Then they both caught the Rona and are having to deal with a Rona outbreak at their work. So they didn't come. But it was like it would be too awkward to refigure everybody's like time off and like what the due dates are on this project. So I'm just going to keep that week off. I'm not going to go anywhere. Like we're not traveling. We're not going to the beach. We're not doing any of that shit because like, you know, we're still in lockdown because both my wife and son have a high risk for coronavirus. I guess high risk if they catch it for fatalities. They're not any more or less likely to catch it for a certain level of exposure, but they're definitely more likely to get hospitalized and or die. We ain't fucking around with this shit, no matter how much shit my in-laws give me about, you guys are just, you're buying the narrative. No. We're paying attention to the death tolls. So basically sat mostly on the couch like a big fat lump and then got active and then hurt myself being active. Not sitting on the couch, though. Sitting on the couch like a big fat lump, that does not hurt me.
You said yes. Hurt yourself being active, but I heard hurt myself peeing. I was like, wait, what?
No. No dick sand this week. Thank God.
Take a pee. Oh, I sprained my ankle. What? How?
I mean, Tim, you know I have hurt myself peeing before.
Yes, but that's different.
Yeah, because kidney stones, sharp little jagged glass going out your urethra. Mm.
Delicious.
Yeah. Stings. Nutritious. It stings, and then it itches while it heals. Oh. Oh, it's itchy in a place you can't itch.
I mean, you could.
No. I mean, tender. Like, we can't just get a finger in there.
Just a Q-tip down there and just scratch away.
Oh, man.
Sounding, like, I believe it's called.
The thought of putting a Q-tip in there, man. You know, like the sound of nails on chalkboard?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it was a feeling, and that feeling was inside my dick. But inside my mind. It was inside the dick, inside my mind.
Deep.
That was your week.
I've been watching a lot of Avatar.
Just like on constant the rerun? You're like, yeah. Or... Blue Cats.
The series.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. Like, first off, I was just like, I don't know how I... Seems a little childish. I don't know if I'm into it. I stuck with it. I'm like, this is an enjoyable show. It's funny. The characters are well developed. Yeah. I'm happy, you know, I went down that little path. And I've also been lazy. I have not worked out hardly at all this week.
Guys, we're all on the same page. I've worked out zero this week. However, that's, if you look at my trending workouts, that's a flat line.
It's good, Tim. You're supposed to maintain consistency. Like,
yep, never dips. Never raises, yep. But never dips. I've never been able to do negative workouts.
Yep. You've tried.
Believe me, I've tried. But then, the harder you try, the closer you get to actually working out, and then you got to back off.
You're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
I actually do have a little more this week news, but I'm going to save it for our high five.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've also been watching a bunch of... we're almost done with the series because it's only got like 22 episodes or some shit like that. But Pushing Daisies, which is super fantastic. About a guy who makes pies and raises the dead with a touch. It is like constantly dealing with death and people like dying in horrible ways. But the horrible deaths are treated in almost like a slapstick cartoonish kind of way. So it's like, it's so overdone that it goes beyond like being gory and gets into just sort of like being like a bit comical. Like a guy gets tossed into a deep fat fryer and like comes out extra crispy, and like the makeup effects are great, but like they're not gory. He looks like a piece of fried chicken talking, and comments on how delicious he smells. So like it's, the subject matter is dark, but the treatment is so, like, it's bright saturated colors, and it's, like quick puns, and there's, like, adult jokes that go flying around. Drew's getting old enough that he's catching some of the adult jokes, but not all of them, thankfully. But, yeah, it's like, it almost looks like it should be, like, Blue's Clues, but it's like if Blue's Clues and NYPD Blue... merged, so it's like NYPD Blue's Clues.
Okay, good. I was like, do you need me to assemble that, or you got it?
Nope, I got it. Didn't even mean to, but as soon as I had the two blues out there, I was like, oh yeah, these pieces are fitting together. Look at that miter. It's already pre-cut. Just got to hammer them together. That was a woodworking reference.
I mean, I think we all knew that. We're big woodworking fans over here.
Yeah. This old house? No. New Yankee Workshop. That's the shit. So we've been enjoying that, although we did take a pause last night to watch Bumblebee, the only good Transformers movie.
It was a decent movie.
I thought it was more than decent. Like, I'm like, this is, I think, objectively, like, a good movie. Not a great movie, but, like, I think it was a good movie, like a really good movie. Enjoyed the hell out of it. I'm like, every other... I was like, do we have to watch other Transformers movies to understand this? I'm like, it's a prequel, so kind of no. Or if you want to get all the references, you have to watch not only all the other Transformers movies, but the entirety of the cartoon. Because there's going to be like there's going to be some 80s kids shit in this. Like, some Decepticons will show up, and they'll, even in the subtitles, just be like, you know, Decepticon number 3. And you're like, that's not Decepticon number 3, that's Soundwave. and standing next to him is Shockwave. And there's confusion about the names of those two, because in some places they called one of them one, and some places they called one of them the other, but then they reused that name in the other one. So having the two of them standing close, like right next to each other, being like, look, we're different people standing next to each other. We're in the same place at the same time, is itself kind of a funny nod for the fans. And this is all shit that's like completely lost on you. So I didn't explain any of that. I just said, nah, it's a prequel. You're fine. Transformers are robots that come from a place called Cybertron. There's a war. The good guys are the Autobots. The bad guys are the Decepticons. The Decepticons have power. The good guys are like a rebellion. Optimus Prime's the leader. There you go.
Even that, I would say, is more than you need to go going into it.
It basically explained like all of that stuff, but it's like you start off and it's like Cybertron, and it cuts in, and like there's a war. And it's like Autobots assemble. Oh, Decepticons. It's like, oh, well. Yeah, like the first three lines of dialogue basically covered that sentence and a half that I just puked out at you.
Is there a big narration from Optimus Prime about the prophecy?
No. Okay. Closest thing that there is talking about, I'm going to go gather our people and we'll regroup on Earth. Like, that's like the biggest narration that he gives is, Bumblebee, you're going to Earth to make sure that it's safe and protected, and we'll come join you on Earth.
As you do.
Yep. And, like, that's it. There is a scene, and, like, happens so many times, there is a scene where Bumblebee is dead. And it's like, oh, he's dead, except he's in all the other movies, and this is a prequel, so...
But don't they imply in the first Shia LaBeouf one that Bumblebee just got there? Oh, wait, no. No.
Mm-mm. Nope, he's found, like, in a junkyard, which is funny, because in the prequel, he's found in a junkyard. I'm like,
no, Bernie Mac sells him as a car.
Oh, that's right. He was in a used car lot. Yep.
Right next to the car he's actually supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's I mean, spoilers, but he's a VW Bug. In
Bumblebee?
In Bumblebee, yep. He's got the classic Bumblebee look.
Well, he's a couple of things. Bumblebee tuna.
He's a couple of things, but he does spend the majority of the movie.
Why? I like as, what we did. What are you going to offer me?
I was just going to keep on going, but yeah, no, this is.
No, you keep going.
Okay. He turns into a couple of things. One thing I've noticed about the Autobots is like they almost never turn into flying things, even when it would be super convenient. Like the Decepticons will be like, hey, we're cars right now. Oh, no, we're jet fighters. Oh, we're helicopters. We're spaceships. We're rockets. We're all sorts of shit that can like, you know, fly and like take high ground and like rain fire down upon you. And the Autobots are all stuck to the ground. Like, is this like a classist thing? And it's like the Decepticons have like all the better tech or the higher class people, like the ones that like were able to take flight as an elective at Transformers school, or like, I don't get why the Autobots are all like stuck to the ground and the Decepticons, like none of them are like that. It seems uneven. It seems like maybe there's some racism going on there.
I mean, probably.
Or maybe the Autobots are just have a fear of flying.
Maybe. Could be.
That's what united them in the mm-hmm. rebellion.
Yep. Like we got to build our planet all flat. This is crazy. Like we got skyscrapers everywhere, and you guys like there's no elevators or stairs or any shit like that. Like ramps, nothing. We need to make Cybertron Autobot accessible.
Has OSHA been by? I mean, you think about like just all sci-fi movies, how there's like these places that people can walk to that's just got like all this machinery that people can fall off of, mm-hmm. and it's like what is going on here?
Yep.
Also, a lot of doors in sci-fi movies, like when they open, like there's like, you know, they're like the tsh, and they slide apart. Like mm-hmm. there's usually chunks of the door that are still sticking out even when it's completely open. I'm like, how are you going to get a wheelchair through there, asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Klingons especially are guilty of this.
Andy, you know random weird shit. In San Francisco, mm-hmm. I'll be walking by sometimes and there'll be a garage door. But there'll be two metal pieces kind of going at the bottom corner of the garage door mm-hmm. that make it so no one could actually drive into. Well, it'd have to be, I guess, a smaller car than normal to drive into it.
Do they stick out like just a couple inches or?
I mean, they don't even stick out. They're just kind of covering the corner. So they're flush against the not flush, but they're right against the garage door. But they make it so like your car wheels wouldn't have enough room to go in the door. Hmm. Does that make sense?
So a lot of times in places where maneuverability is really bad and you got like a really tight entry there, they'll put reinforcement like way down. Do they kind of taper? Like they're a little wider at the bottom than they are at the top?
No, they're just uniform bar. Hmm. I'll have to take a picture. Maybe I can find the line. I've always wondered, and I think about it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I should look that up someday, and I just never do.
Because they'll do shit like that to, like, you know, if a car is gonna, you know, clip itself on the wall, you know, especially if the wall is made of like wood or whatever, where, you know, like metal v wood tends to go in metal's direction. They'll put little things like that that kind of space out, but also typically like taper a bit, and it's so that like you hit them with the wheels before you hit them with the side panel of your car, and sort of like shoves the wheel like further into the center.
I think like it won't actually let the car in, but maybe it will, because it doesn't seem like it will.
Maybe. What you should do is take a tape measure with you the next time you're out, and like actually measure the space on the ground between the bottoms of those things. And then we'll do some research and figure out, like, you know, what is the average outer wheel to outer wheel size of, you know, common American, we'll say compacts, just to keep it simple. Come on, Noah, let's science this shit. Aren't you excited?
I could Google it right now, probably.
Probably. That's probably data that exists.
Someone's asked this question before.
Mm, but we shouldn't believe it. We got to compile it ourselves. You can't trust the lying news media. I mean, they said that only like 60-something hundred people went to Trump's rally, when it's clear that it was at least a million. I mean, that's how many got tickets, so that's how many showed up, right?
Wait, are you saying the opposite of what you're saying?
Oh, maybe. Tim found me out. You thought through my clever ruse.
You're cutting a trick. You're cutting a attempt to trick me.
Yeah, so, no, that's a really long way of saying, you got any pictures?
You got any gum?
Someone posted, a whole lot of Trump supporters are dressed like seats at that rally.
Oh man. It's one of his fucking little sycophants, like, tried to say, oh, there's nobody outside, and they took a picture that was clearly taken at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, well, the sun's overhead and the rally started at 8, so I think this is earlier in the day. It's like, even the lies are stupid. Oh man. But yeah, seeing Trump's campaign chairman getting drug for like how much he was crowing about how many things, how many tickets had been reserved, and like how they were breaking all these records and getting all this data, like just so many things that he was crowing about. It's like, oh, you dumbass. Like, it wasn't even a secret that people were trolling them, and that the website had gotten shared around, and that people were like, you know, just fucking with them, just putting in junk data. It's like, your data is junk. The numbers are obviously bullshit. This was predictable before you started crowing about it. It was a web form with like very, very, very little in the way of any confirmation. Don't ask me how I know. Like the amount of effort that it would take to put shitty data in there was incredibly low. So you should expect it to be incredibly suspect, but instead he was out there thumping his chest about it. And then 6,000 people and change showed up. Oh man. Oh, and the video of Trump, tie undone, which you never fucking see, holding the MAGA hat, just kind of like clenched in one hand, not wearing it, not showing it off to people, just kind of clasping it, and just like dejected, face down, like barely getting a hand up to wave at the cameras like once or twice, and just sort of trudging from Marine One into the White House last night was, mwah. I mean, I know it's a bit petty. I recognize it's petty, but I love to see that man suffer.
I'm not gonna lie.
I think I said this when he was elected. I remember saying this on Tancast when he was elected, that the only good point about the next 4 years was that we knew that we would, that he was such a thin-skinned piece of shit. We knew we would be able to make him suffer for it. I knew horror was coming. I knew it was going to be bad. I knew it was going to be destructive, like long-term, generational destructive. I knew how bad it was going to be because McConnell had been holding open the judgeships on purpose to do exactly what they've now done. And everybody saw it coming and I knew it was coming. But I remember after he was elected, I remember saying on the show that the only high point was going to be watching him suffer, and it's happening, and it's phenomenal. It's a little scary too, because I mean, technically, like, he's got the nuke codes and shit, but just watching that fat lump of hate sad walk into his house last night was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It's a thing of beauty, guys.
Indeed. Oh, sorry. I was just, when we were in New York, my mother-in-law said something about like, oh, well, I know you don't like Trump. Went, no, I despise him. I really fucking mean it, guys.
Really? I mean, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
It's not like we would question your bona fides at this point.
I mean, if you didn't mean it, I'm like, Andy's really commit to this bit.
Is his last name Kaufman?
I mean, he's just going for it.
Thank you very much.
I mean, guys, I don't think he's joking.
So yeah, not gonna lie, that actually has improved my mood in the last 24 hours, even though it is like Tom Petty.
Speaking of which, Tom Petty's estate.
Yep.
Tweeted at him.
Yes. And told him to fuck it off. Like, get out of here with that shit. You won't back down.
Yeah, he played Won't Back Down at the rally, and they're like, we've sent a cease and desist.
They're like, nope, fuck you forever.
You can go fuck yourself. That's what you can do. You can eat a Richard.
And Tom Petty from beyond the grave came back and said, nope.
Oh, man. Oh, and after everything that was going on with, like, Trump just shitting on Jeff Sessions, Jeff Sessions was trying to tongue his butthole at midnight last night. And yikes. He has been getting drug all morning about doing that. Some never-Trumper Republicans who started something called the Lincoln Project, which I fucking love, and they make amazing campaign videos.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't heard of the Lincoln Project, look them up on Twitter. Go watch some of their videos. They're amazing. They're phenomenal.
Don't get confused and accidentally click on Lincoln Park, because that's a whole other thing.
Yep, yeah. Lincoln Park and Lincoln Project, different things. Very good. Thank you, Tim. A couple hours ago, they tweeted that Jeff Sessions is the only Confederate statue that Donald Trump has ever destroyed. Like, their shade-throwing game is fucking on point, too. They're like the only Republicans that can meme. And I dig it.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
No.
Yes. Sucker.
What I mean for sure. What I mean for sheezy. What I mean for sure. What I mean for sheezy. Sorry. I don't know if you guys heard that, but a car just drove by with some music playing.
Okay. No. I just, Noah just broke into his song about what he means. I'm like, okay, well, Noah, you mean what you mean.
Sick beats. That's what's outside Noah's window.
What I mean for show. What
the
I mean
tastiest
for show.
Jams. Oh, yeah. Playing outside Noah's window. You're listening to WNDO.
I thought you'd be, you're listening to WTF.
No. As I rarely do.
So does WNDO stand for Noah's Dick OMG?
What?
The call yes. sign. Why usually they're trying to make the call sign stand for something.
Window.
Oh.
WNDO, window.
Well, hey guys, it's been a good run, but time for me to resign.
Really? Clearly that pun threw you over the line?
Nope, the senility. It's obvious that I'm no longer... I've got a 25th Amendment myself. I'm no longer fit to sit in this seat.
I mean, it doesn't make sense because Noah's window is clearly on the other side of the Mississippi and it would be a K station, but what are you going to do?
Oh man, we're getting deep in the weeds now.
Tim, they can put the broadcast tower literally anywhere and get the broadcast license there. Like, just because they're recording in San Francisco.
Well played.
It's the 21st century.
What I mean? All right. Sorry, now a song stuck in my head.
Oh, so I mentioned Michael Fell last week.
Mm-hmm.
He actually broke one of his teeth.
Oh.
Ooh.
Adult teeth or child teeth?
Adult teeth.
Oh, no, no, no.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
So he's not allowed to have solid food for a month.
Mm.
However, at least his lips finally went back to normal. Like, that shit was swollen. Like, it was like, it was like almost an inch out from his face. Like, he looked like Secret of Nim.
Oh, kind of had a Secret of Nim face.
Mm. No, I'm thinking of something else. Damn it. Oh, Dark Crystal. You know how they have those, like, mouths that protrude out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he unfortunately looked like for a while. I was like, is this just what my kid looks like now? But then it slowly went away, and now he's back to normal with just a little scab on his lip. So, face on sidewalk. 0 stars, do not recommend.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, my wife had a very similar incident. She was trying to jump from one monkey bar to another, misjudged the height, right around probably his same age, and took the other monkey bar she was trying to jump into straight in the mouth.
That's
I feel like you've told that story before.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that this happened recently once she was your wife. And I was like, your wife fucking around on some monkey bars?
I mean, she was talking some shit and, you know, I had to come correct.
What is up with Blaine? All right. So I have something for you guys.
Is it a picture of your dick?
Yeah.
No. It's what I was trying to talk about before with the garage. Although sometimes it protrudes more into the garage door.
He's still talking about his dick.
No. Like, that one's a tiny one, but sometimes it has more of an extreme angle.
Now he's talking about my dick.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no idea.
It's little, but you wouldn't believe the angle.
Oh, my gosh. Why do I come back here every week?
I don't know.
That's what the listeners are asking.
No, I think you like the abuse.
Why would he keep coming back? That's terrible. Anyhow.
Sorry. And Tim, in fairness, any picture of the planet Earth invariably contains at least a few pixels that are Noah's dick.
I mean, could you say that about any picture about anyone's dick? The Earth?
No. I'm saying any picture taken anywhere on Earth.
Gotcha.
Anywhere.
It's just
anywhere.
My dick just curves around.
There's at least a little bit of dick, like right at the side. Got a little bit of that side head, you know. Oh, I was waiting for you to text us. I didn't realize I got to look at my computer screen.
Oh, sorry. Just sitting in Zencaster.
You lazy lima bean.
I am that thing you said. Yeah. Those are to keep you from shearing your rear view mirrors off. It's to kick your tires over.
Oh. Okay. I mean, because that one, sometimes it seems more extreme. And again, I never measured it, but visually it looks like, I mean, how can a car get through that? But maybe I'm just not really thinking, maybe I think cars are bigger than they actually are. Or maybe the cars that they have.
Yep. And you can see from the paint rubbing that it has served its purpose a couple of times.
Well, that is a smart invention then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, one of the first times I ever got a zip car, it was a narrow, narrow San Francisco garage. And I'm like, I don't own this car and I don't want to shear off these, these rear view mirrors. I'm like, this sucks. Because I had to back it out. I'm like, oh, this sucks. And that was the same day that there's 420. So I was driving. I rent one to go to Napa for a birthday party. And I came back. And I was like, oh, I'll leave with 2 hours or an hour and a half. And it'll be enough time to get back, And I did not anticipate, no, this 420, so traffic's going to be shitty. So I was late. And I also felt bad because someone was waiting for the car. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to be back on time.
Well, that sucks for everybody. Man, yeah. That's shitty.
Yeah, and I think they figured out another car, but I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry, I feel bad. Like,
one time my mom was trying to back down my grandparents' super, super long driveway. Like, the length of their driveway was like at least a sizable fraction of Noah's dick in length. And they had
Noah's dick hard right now.
So my grandfather treated the garage as like a workshop. So it was full of like woodworking material and everything. So they didn't park cars in there. So they'd actually had like a full like size garage worth of carport built in front of their garage. So like you could actually park three cars in their garage, because it was also a drive through garage. Like they could just drive into their backyard through the garage. So they had like a shitload of garage space, and then they had like carport space in front of it. And then they had a full size, like 30 some odd footer RV parked in the driveway. And then there was like still some more driveway past the butt end of the RV. The RV wouldn't fit under the carport. So it's like, there was this ridiculous amount of length, and my mom had pulled like all the way up. And so she was backing all the way down this like 60 foot long or whatever, driveway that's supposed to be two cars wide, but because of the RV was like, you know, like 80% of one car wide. And she'd nailed it all the way until she got to the very, very end of the driveway. And then she clipped the RV's bumper with our car's bumper and just like peeled it off the RV. She didn't hear it going or whatever. Like she was going super slow. And I guess it just grabbed the corner and just took the bumper in a direction that bumpers are not supposed to go. So the bumper just went that way.
Like, oh, so my grandfather, I guess we'll go this way today.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I don't even take a left here.
Like money was kind of tight for us. And she was like, I don't even know how I'm going to like pay for a new bumper for you guys. And my grandfather was like, oh, don't worry about it. And he just unbolted the thing from it, took it inside his garage, pounded that fucker flat over the course of like 2 days, and then bolted it right back on. And it always had like a little tiny fold, but other than if you like walked up and pointed at it, you could see where it was. Other than that, it was just like, it's got a bumper again. I'm like, I'm sure that bumper doesn't work the way that bumpers are supposed to work anymore. I'm sure if that thing takes a hit, because it's already got like a crease line. He's like, it's road legal, it's fine. Like, that's my grandfather, everybody. That's how he do. Is there a cheap way to fix it?
Boom. Done. Yep.
I mean, the dude was very gifted. He was an engineer. He was great with woodworking and metalworking and like planning shit out and everything. But it was also like, I'm pretty sure that bumper is toast compared to what it's actually supposed to be doing. He's like, well, it looks like a bumper and we need a bumper. So there you go.
It serves its purpose.
Yep. It's serving his purpose, maybe not its purpose.
Man, hopefully we never have to test out this bumper.
I mean, they never did. Like, they never got rear-ended. So, also, they usually towed another car, like, on a little dolly behind their RV, so they'd actually have something, like, to drive in when they got there. I guess it really was just for looks. Because there's a whole other car behind them at all times when they were actually on the road. I don't know why I just thought of that. Just like Noah talking about having to back out that thing. I was like, oh man, like suddenly I got this like weird flashback. I guess further proof that I'm getting old. That reminds me of the time when this was all orange fields.
Did I tell you about the time?
Far as the eye could see.
It was. It really was.
Oh, and now I go back to the town that I live in, and I do have those moments because it's like tripled in size since I lived there. I'm like, holy shit, the city used to end here. Now this is historic old this city, and like 80% of the people live inland from here in what like just used to be scrub brush. That's wild. Getting old is wild. It's taken me my whole life to realize it.
I mean,
my life.
My life.
Nicely done, Tim. Tim, before we forget, happy Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, she wasn't at the time,
but
maybe I have a hell of a kid I don't know about. So, you know, happy Father's Day to me too.
Maybe.
I just want to be included, guys.
Noah's dick is the number one cause of pop-up thunder showers and miraculous conceptions.
Wait, how long have we been recording?
40 minutes.
Yeesh. You want to do our high five?
Yeah, we can. Let's do it.
Yep.
Hold, wait 1 second. Okay, here we go.
High five, five.
Nailed it. Okay. Nice. Given the people or person what they want.
Yep.
More segments that aren't just how the fuck was everyone's week. But when the person is an eighth of your listenership, you listen.
Yep.
So we thought we'd bring back the high five segment. This week, our high five is going to be about the things we're excited to do when the pandemic is over. Right?
Yeah, or just things that we are going to do when the pandemic is over.
Oh, you're not necessarily excited about them?
Well, we'll see.
Oh, good point. All right. Who would like to start?
I'll go first.
Do it!
And I'll take us way down, and then we can go up from here.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because I will be going to memorial services when it is safer to hold those things.
Oh, I will be. Yeah, I'll be helping organize one.
Yes, because listeners may remember that I lost an aunt to cancer it's been about a month and a half now. 2 months? Shit. Yeah, about a month and a half. And we are currently today in the process of losing Caitlin's aunt to cancer. So I know I said that that Caitlin had an aunt who had collapsed and they found a mass in her pancreas, and that's never a good sign. And it wasn't a good sign. And it turns out that it wasn't just on her pancreas. It's stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And there is no such thing as stage 5. So, Caitlin's actually considering going to North Carolina right now to go see her aunt in spite of the potential for risk. So yeah, I suspect that there will, you know, if this lasts for another year and a half, that there may be some more loss of family and friends, either pandemic or not related. But there will definitely be at least 2 for me to go to.
Well, shit.
Yep. But now we can go up from here. So get it out of the way early.
I'll go next. Cause this seems petty compared to that. I want to have a Mai Tai at a cocktail bar. Yay.
Noah, I support that. Cause Noah, we've established, I am all about the fruity tropical drinks.
I think I mentioned this on the podcast about my roommate is now he's like part owner of a bar, but he used to bartend, and so he's like basically invented this bar in our house that only us can go to
called Sip.
Yeah, Sip Bar and Lounge. And so we've made some Mai Tais and they're fine. They're just nothing like the ones, you know, I have when I go out. And I'm like, oh, that's my favorite drink, and it'd be nice to just sit at a bar and have a Mai Tai, talk to a stranger.
Or get your roommate to up his Mai Tai game and just shout out your window.
I mean, to be fair, we do have enough time to probably like do it like they do. Like, we have a recipe book that has how they actually make their Mai Tais. And so we could probably actually make it happen. We just haven't. But I think it's more just like I enjoy the act of going to a bar, talking to some strangers, getting drunk, stumbling home.
Fair enough.
Stumbling home. That's my favorite part.
It's happened. You're like, it's so funny. Like, when you walk home, you kind of like, you're like, you're just trying so hard to walk straight and look normal.
Uh-huh.
You're just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just walking. I'm not waving. You can't tell I'm drunk.
I mean, that's like me when I go to conferences. It's like, well, I want to get back to my hotel without getting mugged, so...
Well, mine is somewhat similar. I want to go and sit down at a restaurant.
Mm. Can you do that yet in Redwood City, Tim?
Maybe I technically am allowed to. I'm not going to.
Gotcha. Yeah, in San Francisco, you can definitely do it outdoors. Although there's a place that has technically an atrium, which is technically, it's like enclosed, but they can do it. But I'm like, is that? I mean, they leave the doors open, so maybe that's good enough. And they're pretty like wide doors.
Sounds pretty weak. I'm going to ask the virus to go outside. Thank you.
Yep.
Excuse me, virus, if you're not wearing a face mask, could you stay outside, please?
Well, yes. We put a sign up front, no virus allowed, so please check your virus at the door.
So I actually went to a restaurant this week for the first time since early March because my brother was driving through town. He'd been doing some work in South Carolina and was coming back through, so we grabbed some dinner with him. It was also the day after his birthday, so it was a good time for that because we've missed a lot of birthdays so far. They were supposed to, they said, you know, like on their website and everything, and like signs up and everything, that they were social distancing people. And they're like all their wait staff and everybody was wearing masks and gloves and everything, which made me feel a little better. And then probably about 15 minutes before they left and this place was way less than half full, they sat some people at the booth right behind me. I'm like, there was no reason you couldn't have sat them one booth over. So I got some motherfucker's head like 2 feet behind my head right now.
I wonder if the other booth hadn't been sufficiently sanitized.
Maybe not, but like that they were breaking their own stated rule, like that they were spacing everybody else out inside there. I'm like, this is not space.
Yeah, some bullshit.
I want to
go play on those little, I want to get my kids play on the little machine that they have when you go to a restaurant, you know, like they have like little games on it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I want someone to bring me fucking refills. I just want to go to a restaurant and be at a restaurant. That's what I want.
Yeah.
What I really, really want.
Well,
what you really, really want.
Having done it, Tim. Wait on that shit.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure I could do it now, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Tim, by the way, Roberto says happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks, Roberto. Go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. I'm going to text that back to him.
Needlessly hostile.
All right, Tim, what's yours?
All right, Andy, go for it.
Oh, is it me? It is me. I want to go into the office and I want to go to work events. Like I want to see the people I work with. I mean, like, you know, Skype chats or whatever. Yeah. I want to actually go see these people and spend time with them and go grab a beer with them and stuff. Or, you know, like have lunch with them.
Yep. I feel the same way. Well, we never really do a lot of post work activities, but like, yeah, you know, I miss the camaraderie of an office setting.
Yep.
Even though I am pretty sure due to the fact that when like the offices opened up, school won't be opened up as much. So like it'll be like a rotating schedule. And the way my kids are spaced apart, it'll be like one kid's at school at one time, the other kid's at school at another time. So there'll always be a kid home, which means I'll probably be working from home indefinitely.
Mm.
Or until, you know, they figure that shit out.
Yep.
But yes. I co-sign on your wanting to go back to hanging out with coworkers.
I told Roberto. He says, go fuck yourself. And then he laughed. And Roberto replied, ha, 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 ha. Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
All right, now what's your next item?
I don't feel like you brought the true spirit of the way I said, go fuck yourself.
I mean, it's text. What do you want?
Yep.
He says, I want you go to fuck not- yourself. And
if
then
you can't
laugh.
Share, if you can't share the flavor, don't bother.
If you can't share the flavor, I don't want what you're cooking. For me, I want to, you know, go see a movie in a movie theater.
Boom, that's one of mine too.
I enjoy. Like, I've been doing virtual movies with some friends, so you can download an app and sync your Netflix and see video of each other, which is nice. But I like the process of going to the theater, getting maybe a shitty hot dog, some kettle corn. pay way for that hot dog that I've ever needed to. and just seeing a movie in the theater with other people and
pretzel bites. Dip that cheese.
Yeah,
we only do that for like movies that are you know, big fucking deals, like movies where the spectacle of the movie is befitting of the huge screen and the super dark theater and the, you know, 20-point surround sound or whatever, like all the shit that we don't yet have at home. And I say yet because my wife keeps telling me, no, you can't spend that much money on that, Andy.
But I have a projector, Andy.
Oh, I'm aware you do. No, I got a big ass 4K screen. Like it's just a matter of
probably better than my projector. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's big and it's bright and it's crystal clear and it does high dynamic range and it's gorgeous and it just needs bigger speakers. It needs bigger speakers and it needs a better spot and we need to completely like just throw away our shitty old couch and get better seats. And I have dreams, Noah. I have dreams and I have thoughts. And my wife she is peeing on them. They are wet and they smell like whatever she's been drinking.
All right. Yeah, I go to the movies. I go to the movies a good amount. Not as much as Noah, but I don't know that anyone outside of a film critic goes to the movies as much as Noah. But yeah, it's an experience I enjoy.
I get irritated by people talking.
Well, yeah, it's a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes there are annoying people, and I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are you on your phone? Why did you answer it?
And the amount that I spend on it, like really, that really annoys me. I would rather save that money up and put it into nice speakers that my wife won't let me buy.
Jesus, dude.
I mean, AMC Pass is a good deal.
Yeah, I get it.
Assuming AMC Pass or AMC in general is available for you. Doesn't go under.
Yeah.
Well, I just got an email from them saying they're planning to open back up.
Yeah, I got an email from MoviePass like 2 days before they shut down. So
emails are cheap. I'm going to give
you the best experience. Okay, fucking go out the back door. Go.
I mean, I think AMC's in a little bit better boat than MoviePass was, but I don't know for sure.
No, you know the saying talk is cheap, right? Well, just to give people a little bit of background, I used to work for a company that did email marketing stuff. I know email is cheaper. I can put a dollar amount on it, Noah.
Oh, I was just saying, people all the emails you get about every time something social happens and the company's telling you, oh, here's how we're doing things.
Yep.
Here's what we think.
Yeah. I can tell you how much they spent to do that, Noah. Email is cheaper than talk.
I just like, you know, AMC is like, you know, we're not going to require masks. And then a day later, you know what? We will require masks.
Yep.
Oh, yes. I did hear about
and
that.
And all the little Trumpkins are like, rah, boycott.
So, sidebar, they've erected a impromptu drive-in theater in the San Mateo County Fairgrounds, which is kind of a cool idea because they're not obviously going to have the county fair would be happening around this time this year. So instead, they're doing drive-in movies and selling fair food that you can eat in your car. So you can get your funnel cakes, you can get your deep-fried Oreos, whatever, while watching a drive-in movie. But the movies they picked, I'm like, fucking, who? Oh, I can't remember what they were. Damn it, because that really ruins the point of what I'm trying to say.
I mean, basically, you're trying to say, like, it's not movies people necessarily want to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they shitty movies? Are they art house movies? Are they, not family-friendly?
Shitty, it's just that they are not... like, oh, let's take the family and go see this. It's like, why would I want my kid to see that? Dodgeball, Napoleon Dynamite, and the closest one is Independence Day next Friday. Like, even
I mean, those
though,
are probably the cheapest ones. We're like, oh, what could we afford?
Dodgeball?
Like, I mean, maybe that's a fun movie.
I guess, but not like, hey, let's bring the kids, let's go see Dodgeball.
I mean, I think they're probably thinking, though, like, people just want to, like, get back to normal. And, like, so we'll just pick a movie, and people are probably going to come because it's like, all right, it's something to do. I'm guessing.
Well, because Cinemark is showing a bunch of random old movies because they're reopening, but nobody's releasing new stuff yet. Mm-hmm. And they pick, like, Ghostbusters and, a couple other ones that I was like, yes, if I could see that in a drive-in, I totally would.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And just last night, James was scrolling through. It was his turn to pick. And he's scrolling through Disney Plus, and he picked Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm like, fuck it, they don't even make movies like this anymore. And it is a shame, because that is an enjoyable movie. But that would be something I would rather see at the drive-in than fucking Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Goonies.
No visual spectacle has ever demanded your attention like the amazing Napoleon Dynamite.
I mean, I do want to see him dancing to Canned Heat at, well, 100 feet tall. Like, that is part of my dreams.
Anyway, sorry. Was it my turn? Yeah, this was all yes. This was all Noah's. Sorry, Noah.
Oh, this is fine.
I would like to get... I know no one's going to take this one. I would like to get a haircut. My shit is getting... It's getting shaggy.
I'm telling you, man. Those Costco clippers are cheap.
I might make a Costco run, get some toilet paper and clippers.
All right.
I've been cutting my own hair for...
Get that baldy.
I just like to make somebody else do it. I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to clean up all the hair. I'm like, look, that's your hair now. Bye.
You just do it over a tub.
I don't want to you don't understand what kind of hair trigger my drains are on just waiting to clog.
Okay. Fair enough. having fished an entire Wookiee out of my own because of my wife's propensity to shed. I will admit it doesn't just come out hair. It comes out hair and like whatever other oils and shit have washed off of you just clumped into it. Like it's like a hair sewer.
Delicious.
Yes. It's horrible. All right. Mine?
Yes.
Having just burned 5 days of PTO, I would like to take a real vacation. And this is something that my family has done precious little of over the years because of money issues and whatever, like, you know, my wife getting sick and us being single family. But last year, when we had a cousin who was getting married, and we decided, you know, we're going to drive. We're going to stop in D.C. on the way. Like, we're going to take extra time that's more than just, like, go to the wedding and count that as, like, sort of like a family vacation. We're actually going to go do stuff on our own on the way, and then we're going to get there several days in advance and go do New York stuff while we're there. There's been a couple of other things, and also just like the fact that my company does like annual retreats. It's like tricked us into going on vacation a couple of times. We're like, oh, we're going to the retreat. And it's like, oh yeah, it's a 3-day weekend. This is a short vacation. This is a thing we should do more of. But now, I mean, obviously my company canceled it this year, both for monetary, three reasons. One, because it's a shitload of money. Two, because it probably wasn't safe. And three, because it was scheduled to happen like just as a shitload of people were losing their jobs. And they're like, it's just a bad fucking look. Like we can do better things with this money than doing this, even if it was safe. Like, even if we could do it in a safe way.
They canceled it and keep going with your story there.
What was that?
I said, or you could just say they canceled it and keep going with your story.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Yes.
Nothing, Noah?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yep. Sorry.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Fine. Continue with your long-winded explanation. Now Noah deserves it.
Alrighty. But that's it. So, yeah, it's like now that didn't happen. So I didn't even get that little, taste of one to carry me through. I'm like, we should take a real vacation. We should fucking go somewhere. We should go somewhere and see some shit. And do some things and spend a lot of money more than we intended.
I was talking about wanting to go to Hawaii, and they're like, no, you have, if you go to Hawaii now, you have to stay quarantined in your hotel room for 14 days before you can even go outside to do anything. And I was like, fucking quarantined in Hawaii sounds wonderful. And I was like, wait a minute. We have someone who has a place in Hawaii that we could probably go to. And my wife is out of school, the kids are out of school, and this computer can fly to Hawaii that I work from home on. Why don't we just spend a month in Hawaii?
Yeah.
This is the best idea anyone's ever had, ever.
Why don't you?
I don't know. I think probably because, like, you know, we'll be able to see grandma for over that month.
I mean, like that. I was going to say, I mean, grandma will be there when you get back, but... Yeah, is...
Let us hope that she will be.
Yeah. These are dark times.
Me?
Yeah, no.
Noah, sorry.
It's okay. Have sex. Be someone. Be intimate. Have some sex. Yeah.
Me too.
Checked off last night.
What's it like, Tim?
Tell me what it's like there.
It's great.
All right. Well,
I hope you get that for yourself soon, Noah. Yeah. Because it's what.
Oh, I mean, now it just is like just intimacy is nice.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know, meeting someone and
yeah, like, and I think that's all coupled in with like being able to go on a date. Like I can go on dates, but like you know, social distance dates, and it's just like yeah, I mean that's fine. No fucking though. And now they're recommending like, because at a certain point, I think you're gonna have to just decide like, all right, this is the person. Whether we're right for each other or not, this is the person I'm going to be doing it with for a little while. While we figure this out.
I mean, I don't think that we're at all compatible, but my dick is dry.
There's lotion for that.
I've used all the lotion.
Every single bit of lotion.
But we both got itches, you know?
You might want to go see a doctor, Andy.
Oh, man. Oh, thank God I haven't gone outside recently. Because I said we both got itches, and all of a sudden my eyes were like, itches? That's our cue!
For some reason, I wouldn't like to do like a social distance, like dinner with friends. Not coughing all day. All of a sudden I get there and I'm fucking coughing. I'm like, I don't, I'm fine. I don't have it. Like, I don't know what's happening right now, but I think my body just went on like, we want to freak your friends out. First time they ever invited someone to hang out with them since this all started. And we're just one of them. You're like, nope, we're not doing that again.
Oh man. 2 days ago, I think, my son was complaining. He's like, it's so hot down here. Can I turn the AC up? I'm like, it's only 73 and you're wearing underwear. Like, how are you hot? I'm like, come here, let me feel you. And I feel him like, actually your skin's cold and clammy. He's like, does that mean I'm sick? Does that mean I have the coronavirus? I'm like, no. How much water have you had to drink today?
She's like, yes, you're going to die, child.
He's like, I had a cup. I'm fine. I'm like, go drink like 2 more cups of water right now. Like, you're dehydrated, dumbass.
I just feel love every time you talk about your child. I'm just like, oh, there's so much love in that fam.
Oh, man. No, I do. Okay. So he also, because, you know, with the whole being stuck inside mostly and, you know, trying to take walks, but it's been kind of shitty outside. He decided we were going to play Cops and Robbers yesterday. So, like, I continued to play video games while he talked about it. And then he's like, you know, I'm going to make a vault. And, like, the robber's got to steal a thing from a vault. I'm like, okay. I figure he's, like, going to, you know, draw something on a little bit of cardboard. No, he starts cutting cardboard up. I'm like, we just have boxes. Like, you could have just used a box. But then I realize he's got a very specific, like, way that he wants these pieces to fit together. And then he, like, builds, like, a hinged flap for the front. But then, like, puts other pieces of cardboard on the outside so it looks like it's, a reinforced hinge. Then he makes a clip on the side where when you push the thing closed, it will actually latch itself closed. And you have to like pull the latch to the side to reopen the thing. So just pushing it closed will shut it. Then he put additional small pieces of cardboard that he carefully all cut out to be the exact same size to be a number pad, wrote all the numbers on it and everything, put a little side piece next to it that's supposed to be like where you can see the code as you're typing it in, although, you know, it's just blank. And then he figured out how to put a wheel on it to like that you could spin like you would on a bank vault. Then he went and stitched up a little money pouch. And he like, you know, drew the little money symbol on it and everything, and then poured a bunch of beads that he has into this thing to make it into a sack of jewels. And then he put that inside of this little thing that he crafted. And he spent like hours on that. And he got done with it. I was like, oh, shit, we got to play Cops and Robbers now. Holy fuck.
I can't think of a mocking song to go with that.
Nah, there isn't one. It's like...
My child builds a box and jewels and a pouch and it's amazing. Back and forth.
But like the care and the creativity and the detail and everything else that he put into this thing, I'm like, this is fucking amazing, dude. Like, you spent an afternoon on this, but it looks really fucking good. So, I want people to realize, for all the shit that I talk about my son, it is done ironically. I love that kid. He amazes me every day. He kicks his feet, and I am here for it.
All right, I forgot where we were.
I think it was my turn.
Yes, because Noah just said the S word.
I would like to go clothes shopping.
Huh.
I just want to sit and browse and look at stuff, try stuff on.
Do you like clothes shopping, Tim?
Do I like it? Not particularly. Until I couldn't do it anymore. Now I'm like, fuck, I want some shorts. I want a jacket.
Okay.
I want a jacket, to be clear. Not, I want two jacket. That is not a part of my clothes shopping experience. After I am no longer allowed at the Gap.
Tim's just walking around like, oh, belts.
I just want one store that just has all the
That's
fashions.
Performance fleece.
Terrible.
Are those ties real silk?
Sir, what are you doing with that tie around your neck?
Clean up in the men's aisle. Clean up in the men's aisle.
It makes it more intense.
Put those one little slippery, slippery floor signs down.
Caution. Slippery when jizzed on.
I mean, Tim hasn't been able to do this for months. No, it's not going to be slippery floors. It's going to be slippery everything.
You know that scene in Scary Movie?
I was thinking South Park. Oh, it was a scary ghost. This is ectoplasm.
Or Happy Land Murders.
I heard that was not very good.
It's not. You heard,
that's what I hear. But that one scene in the trailer did make me laugh.
All right.
Andy.
My turn. Speaking of my brother and catching him just in time for his birthday, I would like to visit my family and catch up on birthdays and Christmas and all the shit that we missed.
You have not missed Christmas, sir. The pandemic happened well after Christmas.
Well, okay. So my in-laws were in town for Christmas. And then when we were supposed to do family Christmas in January, they were like all the kids there had the flu and were sick. So we missed that one. And then we were supposed to do one in February, but something else came up. I can't remember if I was traveling or my brother was or something. And then it was like pandemic lockdown started to happen because we were going to do it like the first week of March. And then like people were recommending like, hey, maybe you shouldn't travel. It was like before stuff was closed down, but we canceled it then. Yeah. So
all right. I'll allow it.
Yeah. So we missed two different windows in January and February that we were supposed to do it. And then lockdown.
Keep your love locked down. Love locked down. Back to me. Yep. I think, taking a trip, like, somewhere. And I don't know when I'll feel okay going back on a plane, but, like, a road trip would be nice. Maybe.
Yeah, I think our vacation that I was talking about, I think we're definitely going to drive somewhere. I don't think we're going to fly. Like, we will probably do that vacation... once there's like some better treatments or something, we probably won't wait until there's an actual like vaccine. But yes, we'll be driving and we'll not be going to places like humid or human studded.
I don't know where I'd go. Love Portland. Love Seattle.
I think I just want to go to a cabin in the mountains with a hot tub. And I want to be able to
some place where you can be murdered.
Yes. Yep.
Or murder someone else.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, think about that.
Guys, I'm a big fat white dude. I'm definitely going to be the one doing the murdering.
Over to you, Timmy boy.
Oh right. So this is super specific, but I want to go to the Rhododendron Festival in Port Townsend, Washington. Just missed it a couple weeks ago.
I mean, it didn't happen, I assume.
Yeah. You are correct. I mean, they did sort of like a makeshift like social distance parade just from the people who were on hand, but like all the events that normally go along with it didn't happen. And it's a big thing I look forward to every year, hanging out with my cousins. We usually go to karaoke that night, and I'm sure that is a thing that's also not available to anyone at the moment.
Here, hide this mic that the person was just breathing on. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. It can't be more fine. So I hope that is I hope by next May that shit is straightened out. I guess the virus is straightened out so we can do that.
God, I hope so.
Virus, you need to straighten your shit. Get your shit together, virus.
Look at yourself.
Look at yourself. Yeah. Hair's getting all long, drinking at noon.
All right, Andy, this is your number one.
Yep, and this one's going to sound super petty, but I'll explain it. I am looking forward to taking Drew to school.
Fucking, I mean, maybe it doesn't sound petty if you're not a parent, or maybe it sounds petty if you're not a parent, but no, it does not sound petty.
Okay.
I want a break from my child. I feel for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, for real, like sometimes you just want like space for adult stuff. And that's not happening right now. Like this, we're stuck in a small cabin in a boat on the seas.
Well, not only that, like, I mean, at least my boys have each other, but like Drew doesn't get to socialize with anybody except online.
Yeah. And because he lied to us for weeks about doing his schoolwork, we cut him off from video games, which I'm also now realizing cut him off from a lot of his friends. So I don't tell him, but we're going to, like, I'm going to make him do like a bunch of shit around the house, like clean the living room and clean his bedroom and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking like that. It's got to come back. I've got to get him some way to socialize again. Cause yeah, that's the big thing is, you know, these are formative years. He's a middle schooler. Like he needs to be around other kids. He needs to know how to act around other kids. He needs to know how to not be awkward. He needs to know how to form friendships. He needs to have that input and everything from his peer group to form him as a person. And he's not really getting that at kind of a critical time.
Man, think of what we would have done if this happened when we were kids.
I mean, I would have read more.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a different time. I mean, I think we were pretty good at entertaining ourselves, but like a lot of my entertainment time was like going outdoors and doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Neighborhood kids and everything. We also, I mean, you know, again, I had my brother. We'd go and like just dig in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what my kids do.
Yeah.
Did you track mud all inside the house? Because that's also what my kids do.
No, we would get hosed off in the yard, and then we would strip in the garage.
like at prison?
Yeah.
Ah, so cold.
Yeah. Oh, I grew up in San Diego. Like, that stuff came out of the ground cold.
I kind of miss going to work, but, like, I don't miss my commute. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
So my guess number one thing is just seeing all the friends I haven't seen during this time.
Yeah.
Just like, which, I mean, I think, you know, I've started to like a little bit at like social distance hangouts, but yeah, it's just a little, you know, especially like I don't have a car. So it's always like harder for me to get places. I can rent a car, but it's not like I can just hop in a car and like go drive by this person's house and say, hey.
Yeah. You kind of have to plan a little more.
Yeah. Which always been the case, but now it's like even like, do I take the train or when does that feel safe again?
Yeah.
You get one of them full body, like, hazmat suits, and then you just take the train all you want.
Georgia was starting to, like, show some real signs of progress of, like, you know, maybe we'd start investing in some, like, regional mass transit infrastructure finally. As, like, a real region as opposed to, like, just 2.5 random counties in Atlanta. Which, like, the core, like, Atlanta exists, I think, technically in 5 different counties, although there's like, 2 main ones. But, like, Atlanta Metro is, like, 26 counties or something like that, because counties out here are teeny tiny. And Atlanta is sprawling on top of that. And yeah, now they're talking about, like, hey, this may be a time where we have to rethink mass transit. And, wait, shit. No, mass transit's the one that's like that's good for the planet. Mass transit's the one that helps us to do things that are, you know, better and more convenient. And like the more that we have of it, the more, you know, like I can go somewhere in Atlanta and still drink and still get home safe without paying a shitload of money on, you know, just another human being to drive me there.
I mean, just drive yourself.
Well, that's the whole I can't drink and then do
kidding.
That, Noah.
Kidding.
Noah trying to give me bad advice.
I was like, isn't drinking and driving perfectly fine in Georgia?
No, that's Florida. Just ask their Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Zing! Take that, Matt Gaetz.
Political burn that I don't get.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a huge racist piece of shit and also has several DUIs.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
I mean, that's really all you need to know is the thing I just said. It fits in a sentence. I mean, it's a run-on sentence, but it fits. All right, Tim, I think we got your last one.
All right. I want to go to Disneyland.
Yes. Actually, that's one of the things I was thinking about for vacation, but that's definitely not going to be the first one we do.
And like, supposedly they're reopening on the 17th, and I did a Mousetalgia, the podcast, for anyone for in the off chance we have listeners who don't know that Mousetalgia is a Disney podcast that I sometimes guest on. They did a live Zoom thing, so like 100 people could be, well, I think Zoom's maximum is 100 people, so like the four hosts and me, and then like everybody else, and so like the five of us were talking and everybody else could watch and we could see their screens, they could see our screens, and I think they opened it up to questions at some point. But one of the things, like the first thing they did was like a round table of, you know, when are you going back to Disneyland? I'm like, not soon. Like, I don't care if they're opening on the 17th. I will not be there. I'll be there on the 15th of when the virus is done.
Yeah. And, you know, like Disney is going to have their shit together on that, because like logistics is, they got that shit nailed. And still.
Yeah, but still, like, I heard they're not even doing virtual queues anymore, which people assumed they were going to do, so that would mean people are still standing in lines.
Well, fuck that.
Also, apparently Universal Studios started earlier, and, like, they seemed to, it seemed like they had it locked, like, they're, okay, we're going to do this, and, like, everybody was very impressed with all the preparation they took, and yet, like, a dozen people in the Harry Potter area, like, have COVID, like, workers who were working there. This might be unconfirmed. This is a tweet that I haven't heard any follow-up on. But from my friends who work in the theme park areas of Florida, I've seen that passed around a couple times. Like, shit!
Yeah.
So, anyway, the bottom line is, I want to go back to Disneyland.
Yeah. I agree.
Anybody have any they didn't mention?
I stacked a couple of honorable mentions in case I felt like one of you guys like really took one of my five.
All right.
One, I want to get my laptop keyboard fixed. I was supposed to get it fixed.
I want to get a lap dance.
So the options are send it to Apple and get it worked on and get it back, which is just an amount of time I can't have. Or Apple sends a tech to I make an appointment and they send a tech to where I've made the appointment and I leave it with the tech for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then just come grab it. Because like my work's got a contract with Apple to do that shit. So
nice.
The plan was I would just take a long lunch one day, like schedule that for when I was in the office. And that plan was made a week before we locked down. So it was made the last week I went into the office. I met with our IT guy, came up with the plan. So the B doesn't really work too well on my keyboard, but thankfully I have another keyboard that I've plugged into it. But
that's a bummer. I mean, that's an ummer.
Yes, it is an ummer.
Did you just think of that right now, Tim? You said bummer.
Yeah,
that's good. That's quick of you, buddy.
So it's like
usually I do these things good, and then afterwards I fucking shank it.
So yeah, it's the dumbest, pettiest, dumbest thing, but it's going to be months that I won't actually be able to like really use the keyboard on this thing, which means it's just sort of like it sits on my desk where the other keyboard fits. This is something I didn't do before, so I'm not really so much looking forward to doing it as like looking forward to starting it, but my clothes don't fit too well, so the gym with a sad face. And completely counteracting that, I know we talked about like going to restaurants, going out, whatever, but much more specific than that, brunch. I want to go out to brunch. I can deal without dinner. I can deal without lunches. Even with the, like getting together with my coworkers, I could deal with like sack lunches and just having lunch with them that way, or bringing something into the office or whatever. But I want to go out to fucking brunch.
Okay, he's like, I want brunch.
Yes.
Brunch.
I need that brunch.
I didn't know you were a big brunch fan, Andy.
I mean, brunch I is am. Wonderful.
Especially
I really
if
go,
they've got like omelets made to order kind of deal going on.
Well, do you mean brunch like in the sense of like you're not going to go in the morning?
No. I mean, like a Sunday brunch kind of thing where it's, you know, typically, you know, all you can eat buffet with like maybe an omelet station, maybe, you know, like a carving station or, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I That's often think of brunch as like you go later and it's super busy in the city. So I don't like brunch. I like breakfast where before everyone gets there. So like, you know, oftentimes I can go the same day and just go earlier and get the same shit. It's just I'm not waiting in line.
Yeah. Most of the places that do the like brunch buffets are like super duper busy. Although we have a much smaller place that's very near us that will definitely be the first place that we go when we feel comfortable with doing that. And they have a smaller maker, like omelets made to order, but yes, like just being able to go up and be like, yes, I would like an omelet and I would like this, 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 and this, this. And then you go have your omelet and then it's like, that omelet was good. I would like another omelet. Like just that ability to decide, like, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to order amount of food. It's like, I'm going to eat there until I'm done with omelets.
Didn't you say your other thing was to go to the gym, Andy?
Yeah, that's no, what you just said. It was counteractive.
Yes.
Okay.
I recognize that.
You don't need those omelets.
Those are my honorable mentions.
Noah, you got any?
I mean, the only other thing I have is like, yeah, go to a restaurant. Sit down, eat.
Yeah, my one of them was a buffet. I want to go to a buffet.
Buffets are just, you know.
Especially at Legoland, they had that breakfast buffet. Or I was just like, bacon, bacon, bacon. I'm done eating bacon. I'm going to go back. Oh, what am I going to get? More fucking bacon. Yeah. Just came up on my memories yesterday, because apparently it was 3 years ago today. I'm like, look at that plate piled high with bacon and French toast sticks. And also, 2 weeks before lockdown, my wife and I were scheduled to go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of just an offshoot of buffets, because that really, why am I going to Vegas?
Tim likes to gamble. Now he likes the bacon.
I like the world-class buffets.
So Tim, we got there in different ways, but yes. Because yes, a big part of the, I know I mentioned the omelets because that's a big thing for me, but those omelets always contain bacon, but they also always sit next to bacon. And yes, if you go to a restaurant that serves breakfast and you say, I would like a side of bacon, they will bring you bacon and it will be a side of bacon and you will be disappointed with how much bacon they bring you. And if you ask them for two sides of bacon, they will look at you funny. But if you go to a buffet, you can get yourself either a big ass plate of bacon and then just like aggressively stare down everyone, or you can get yourself a bit of bacon and then another bit of bacon and then another bit of bacon and another bit of bacon. And you can do this as many times as you want and no one will even notice how much bacon you have consumed until your heart fucking explodes out of your chest.
Also, well, like, do you order a side of bacon at a restaurant? It's usually like, I feel prohibitively expensive. Not prohibitively, but yeah. Ridiculously expensive. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? $7 for two slices of bacon?
Holy shit, man! We got a place here that does millionaire.
Was only $6.
Yeah. Okay, you can get like a whole like plate covered in like thick cut, like candied and cayenne pepper and like just perfect like the best fucking bacon you've ever seen, and they call it millionaire bacon. You can get a fucking plate covered in like huge slabs of that shit here for $7. So if you're spending $7 on two strips of bacon, California's got a bacon pricing problem.
I might be exaggerating.
Okay.
I'm just saying I want some bacon.
Okay.
I don't tell you, but I might be making some shit up.
what you need, Tim, is a brunch buffet.
I love a good brunch buffet.
Yeah.
Usually it's confined to Easter for me. And even then, we don't do it every year. Because I love some eggs. Benedict. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not an English muffin.
Maybe I need to try Eggs Benedict again. I have never been a fan, but Tim, you love them so much.
I mean, it's like a Monte Cristo. It's something I will not have very often, but when I have it, I love it. Although Monte Cristo has the unique... aggressive! Monte Cristo has the unique ability to... I'm done with it long before I'm done with it. I'm like, yep. I can wait another couple years before I finish this particular bite. Like, the Monte Cristo sounds like a great idea to you about, I don't know, half to a third of the way through it. You're like, I never want to eat anything anymore.
I feel the exact same way about a croque monsieur.
Yeah.
Which,
bless you,
the same thing.
No.
That hit me. That hit me in my tickle spot. Because it sounded like you had walked away from your mic and all of a sudden just ran over it. It's like, hey, bless you. Like, oh shit, I can't let this joke go past.
I was processing. I'm like, I don't know what that is. What should I say? And I'm like, oh yeah, bless you.
I will say though, like, poached eggs in general, any type. So poached eggs, over easy eggs, any of the various different ways where you wind up with the runny yolk, I'm not a huge fan of.
Oh, I love those. Give me that runny yolk.
I'm not usually a fan of either.
Give me that runny yolk.
Man, my wife loves that shit. Loves it.
Yeah.
Loves that shit.
One of my favorite little things, I used to work at a blueprint company, and we had a food truck. Black before food trucks were like the hot, like, oh, we're going to fusion some food together. It's just like, here's some basic stuff. But they had this dish that was a bed of rice, sausage, eggs, over easy, some hot sauce. I would chop up the sausage, mix it all together. It's delicious. Get the egg yolk and that rice.
Oh, there's a Hawaiian place that does and maybe this is just a Hawaiian dish called like Poco Moco.
Loco Moco.
Loco Moco?
Yeah.
Yes. Love it. It's some sort of meat. I don't remember, but it's good meat. It's
different types, but you can have like a hamburger patty.
That's what it is. It's a hamburger patty with some sort of sauce, and then there's rice, and then there's an egg over easy. Good times.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
No, there's no jam on it.
Apparently, the Loco Moco can, it's got a bunch of different variants, but yeah, I guess white rice topped with a hamburger, fried egg, and brown gravy is the standard variant per Wikipedia. But variants could include bacon, ham, spam, tofu, Kahlua pork, Portuguese sausage, teriyaki beef, teriyaki chicken, mahi-mahi, shrimp, oysters, and other meats. I'm pretty sure they named all the meats before they said other meats.
Like maybe you want some horse on there. We don't know. We don't know how you do.
Some opossum?
Oh, that's the other thing we just watched with Drew. We watched all of the Planet of the Apes, the new ones with Andy Serkis.
Oh, the new ones. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And we kind of want to go back and watch the originals, not the remake, not the one with Tim Roth and Marky Mark. That one was shit. But
these versions were pretty good.
Yeah, they were real good. Definitely dark. Yeah, my wife was surprised by like how thematically dark. My wife also kept getting mad at like the people being racist. She's like, this movie is stupid. That's so stupid. Like, who would be that way? I'm like, look.
Have you been in the world? Like,
you like, just watched the news. I'm like, the person talking about the simian virus, she's like, but the apes didn't start it. It's not like they started it, and it's not like they transmitted it. It transmitted from person to person. I'm like, China virus. All lives matter. Like, just look at the way that knees have jerked recently on the news. Prime time. You just watched it. Yes, she was getting mad about that. Then she was getting mad at me for pointing out. She's like, oh, fuck, you're right. Oh, fuck, now I'm mad at the reality, too.
I'm like, you know why they made this movie, right?
Yeah.
They're making a point.
Yeah. Oh, but man, yeah. Watching a movie about, a pandemic and the aftermath of it, or watching a movie series that includes a pandemic and the aftermath, that's super weird during a pandemic. Yeah, like stuff... Stuff carries a certain extra impact now. Like it's some crazy, crazy shit. But yes, we were talking about people were driving around in trucks and everything. And she's like, why are those some people on horseback and some people are on trucks? I was like, well, they're in mountainous terrain. And like, there's terrain that horses just handle that trucks won't handle. Like, you know, if the trees are too close together, horses can navigate that shit, but a truck can't. And Drew pipes up with, yeah. And if the truck breaks down, you can't eat it.
Oh, I forgot. Like, we started on this with horse meat.
Yep. And I was like, holy shit, little dude. I'm like, that is dark, but like, he's thinking ahead. He's thinking about eating the pets.
He's like, you know, they're good for multiple things.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
So Tim didn't have like to edit forever.
And also, this is a Christmas podcast week, so that means this is gonna get. This is going to take a while before it comes out.
Sorry.
That's all right. It was going to take a while anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well make it worth it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to remind you all that fucking I got nothing.
Stay near your pets.
Oh, right, sure.
Don't be racist.
Send in the things you can't wait to do when the pandemic is over. Leave us a comment at tancast.com. Let me try to be an actual show.
Comment down below.
Or wait, are we recording this? I thought we were just chatting.
Make sure to subscribe at Tancast.
And hit that like button. I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
There's no like button.
So do my son, so I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Never trust you. Fuck, I don't know. Just trying to come up with something there, and
I can tell you're reaching to the top shelf for it too.
never trust. What?
I think it's way up here.
It's way up here.
Not today, breakfast buffet. Not looking good for tomorrow either.
Mm. Never trust a breakfast buffet.
You know what, Tim, though?
Oh, trust that shit.
No, Tim, I don't trust it.
You can make an unlimited amount of bacon in your oven very easily.
I mean, there's a limit.
I mean, technically, yes. But you can make more bacon than you will wish to consume very easily.
Not so far.
Well,
I cooked the entire package of bacon and ate the entire package of bacon that night.
Then you just that's a problem with your ordering. You needed to have purchased two packages of bacon. You got two racks in your oven. That's two racks of bacon.
All right.
Bacon on a bacon sheet or a grill is good. Keep it up from the lift it up.
Yes. Also, not wax paper. What the fuck is it called?
Parchment paper.
If you don't have a raised rack, which I don't, parchment paper helps a bit. Also helps with cleanup.
Yes, a bit. Do-do-do-do.
I use both. I do parchment paper and the rack because then I can just kind of lift up the parchment paper, throw that away.
Quit bragging. What don't we trust? Or are you sticking with breakfast buffet?
Yeah, I mean, I generally don't trust buffets.
All right.
All right.
All that food for that cheap, I don't trust it.
Andy, what you got?
This week, there's so many things to hate. You know what? This week, fuck cancer. I say it a lot, but this week, fuck cancer.
It's always true.
But this week, I love watching that dumpy turd in the White House suffer. So this week, I love all the video from yesterday.
You hear that, dumpy turd? Think that. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please! Just to push back a little bit on something Noah just said, buffets are often quite expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. If you go to a cheap buffet,
where do you go with this?
If you go to a cheap buffet, that meat is going to be 90% sneeze.
I mean, yeah, you can go to the hometown buffet, but you get what you pay for. But yes. If you're going to Vegas, you're spending top buffet dollar.
Yes, but that top buffet dollar is like, hey, sir, welcome to the filet mignon carving station.
Exactly.
You're like, well, I would like a filet, but don't make it mignon, you know?
Nothing to mignon about this. Like, what? What'd you say, motherfucker?
Give me a little piece of mignon fogarty, if you know what I'm saying.
Nope. I don't.
I don't either. Don't know.
Hashtag all consent.
Right. I didn't say I didn't ask for permission.
Oof, this is long. Yikes, I'm pressing stop now.